This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCotter, recovering politician from the state of Michigan, looking to the state of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California, the southern border. And in these last many hours, I've watched video from London, the Telegraph and the London Times, of migrants crossing the Rio Grande, sometimes up to their neck in water, sometimes waist-deep in the Rio Grande, to reach the American side of the Rio Grande, but then to pass through what looks to be barbed wire in order to reach America and then go through a process that is described to me as orderly, but it certainly doesn't look that way. What was striking to me was to watch National Guard or Border Patrol or U.S. combat soldiers, I couldn't tell, it was dark, with their flashlights, watching these migrants, men, women, and children, cross the river, come out of the river along the muddy bank, and make their way along a small ledge. They were tripping along the ledge to find a way to pass through the barbed wire. And then I don't know what happens. I describe all this in detail because it doesn't take long for you to figure out that something's wrong. What is it, Thaddeus? Is this the Biden administration's answer to the chaos of these last years, to watch people cross a river in front of authority and no change?
Good evening to you, John. Look, this is the Democratic Party's open border policy. It is that simple. And if Democratic senators and Democratic members of Congress and other Democrats want to say the truth that we've seen a radical change in immigration to the United States, and they want to articulate it because they understand it, to the American people, then perhaps I will change my mind. John, as Joe Humar has often talked about, and I believe he's talked to you about it on your show, the old understanding of immigration where people get on a boat, come to the United States or cross the border like my father-in-law did to try to find a better life, where they have made those individual decisions and individually or with their other family relations have come to the United States to seek that, is no longer operative. While there are individuals in these caravans that have done that on their own volition, what you're seeing is the weaponization of migration by NGOs that are not favorable to the United States, by governments that are hostile to the United States, such as the Maduro regime and others, that have taken individuals and worked with other foreign countries that are, again, inimical in their interest of the United States, that have weaponized immigrations to have led these caravans to the United States to destabilize the border and then later destabilize the interior of the United States with the mass influx of people. So this is not your grandfather's immigration discussion. This is the 21st century weaponization of immigration discussion that we have to have, and it has to be recognized that as such. Unfortunately, the Democratic Party refuses to admit this. It interferes with their policy of open border. It interferes with their belief that they can then have ready-made citizens come an amnesty that'll be voting Democratic because they'll need the social services and the dependencies. What the Democrats have not taken into account is that people on both sides of the border, both in Mexico and in the border of the United States, of every ancestry, especially Hispanic, understand what's happening, and they do not like the fact that their communities are being negatively impacted by the weaponization of immigration by America's adversaries. So when you're seeing this, that's going to impact the Democratic Party because they certainly cannot take the Hispanic vote for granted any longer, especially in the border communities. And I think that the president of Mexico ought to listen to some of his residents that understand that their communities are being negatively impacted by Mexico's willingness to allow these caravans to proceed through their country. I think the Democrats are making a terrible mistake. It clearly is harming the United States. It's clearly harming the people of Mexico. It's clearly harming the people of Latin America. And first and foremost, it's harming the immigrants who want to come here of their own volition. They want to try to follow the rules and try to get into the United States the proper way. People like my son's fiance, by the way, who's still waiting for her visa so she can marry my son and enter the country properly. So the people who are playing by the rules are being harmed by this. The communities are being harmed by this on both sides of the border. You're seeing the United States, people as far away as your town of New York City are having problems with immigration. Your mayor has been rather vocal about it. So when you look at it, the Democratic Party's open border policy has been damaging to everybody. The Biden administration's abjectly cynical decision to send troops to the border with instructions not to do anything except help process people, I think it's just absolutely irresponsible. So, John, in the final analysis, as long as the Democratic Party supports open borders, if you like what you're seeing down at the border, it's going to continue to happen if you keep voting Democratic.
How does this help the Biden administration? I don't understand. Long range, long term, you're talking about. The next census isn't until 2030. It won't be part of the apportionment until 2032.
John, back up. Mid-decennial census, 2025. And you have to understand, in some places, the Democratic Party is asking people who are not citizens to vote in local municipal elections. You understand that. So when you see these mid-decennial numbers, you remember we do not ask citizenship for the purposes of the census. The Democratic Party would not allow that. They fought that in the Trump during the Trump administration. So what you're going to have is a whole bunch of numbers. And when you mail out ballots and you go ballot harvest, it's going to be a whole lot trickier to understand who's getting those ballots, who's voting, are they a citizen or aren't they, especially when the Democrats are screaming voter suppression. So there may be a whole lot more opportunities for ballot harvesting for the Democrats come 2026, 2028, 2030, and on into redistricting. So they have an agenda, and the only thing the Democratic Party really cares about is the fact that they think they're getting more voters for the future. I would argue that they're going to continue to lose voters, especially amongst Hispanics that live along the border communities, because they're seeing the damage that this is being done to their border. And they're also seeing the damage that is being done to the immigrants themselves that are trying to come into the United States for a better life and are being used by nefarious actors, both at the NGO level and in governmental levels outside the United States.
So because there might be an advantage in some states by the middle of this decade, therefore the Biden administration has made the decision to withstand the negative media that they're getting for the next election for 2024. They're going to take that risk.
The Democratic Party is. And remember, as Mayor Adams and others, they are finding ways to send immigrants into the interior of the United States.
Right.
And what decision they make those is very interesting. I'm sure the Democrats would put no political considerations on where they send immigrants to be processed and to reside. I'm sure they wouldn't. Would they, John?
Well, they would.
Oh, whoa. Shocking.
And I believe there are anecdotes to say that people who are coming into the U.S. without documentation are being taken to certain places in the U.S., given bus rides or airplane rides. They're anecdotes.
All they care about is politics. All the Democratic Party cares about is politics right now, and if they want to correct me and they want to do the right thing, I'd be more than happy to admit I was wrong about them individually. But as a collective, the Democratic Party only cares about politics, they only care about power, and they do not give a rat's patoot about the border right now, which is wide open and very dangerous.
Thaddeus McCotter, recovering politician, American greatness. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. No irony. I'm John Batchelor.